News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this morning we have in the house with us from the Rally Foundation. So happy to have Cindy Bonner with us this morning. Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. I'm so happy that you're here because there's a lot going on with Rally Foundation. And so the first thing we thought we would talk about a little bit is to tell us what you do. What is your organization all about? And I guess my question, you're the founder of Rally Foundation.
I am. So for Rally Gulf Coast.
Rally Gulf Coast. So how did this all come about? Because it's a fairly young organization by comparison.
Yes. So we are celebrating 10 years here in the Gulf along the community of the Gulf Coast. And it really started with an idea in 2013 when the little girl across the street from me was diagnosed with bone cancer at 4 years old. And I really saw her family struggle from the word go.
Oh.
And so I knew that they needed the support from their community. And so, you know, we started doing some things around the community. And then in the summer of 2015, I did some awareness campaigns with some people that I had met along this journey in Atlanta. And I came across the organization Rally Foundation and did my homework behind the scenes and just was blown away by this incredible organization that the donor dollar goes to the mission. 93 cents of every dollar goes to
That's
the cause. It's incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so I knew that there were hundreds of families in our own community here in Pensacola that could use the support and the research because childhood cancer is severely underfunded and it's not rare. It's just not pleasant to talk about.
Correct.
So people think it's rare.
People and kind of compartmentalize when it comes to children with cancer,
yes,
don't they?
Yeah, it's really hard to look at a sick child. Mm-hmm. And but once you see a child that's sick and fighting cancer, you can't unsee it. And this community has just embraced this cause incredibly. And so moving forward in 2015, we became the extension city for Rally Foundation, known as Rally Gulf Coast.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's quite the accomplishment in a very short amount of time.
It is.
So talk a bit about some of the services you provide and how this works in terms of supporting cancer research.
So our mission is to find safer treatments for pediatric cancer and ultimately a cure. But in the meantime, we found that the families need the support as well. And so we provide Rally Good Meals, which is we find partners who will help serve meals in the hospital to the families.
Oh, gosh, that's such a great service.
Well, we try to take away some of the stress that is caused once a child is diagnosed with cancer. And when a child is diagnosed, sometimes they're in the hospital for weeks and months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that child is the only one who gets the plate of food. So you can imagine the expense on the parents, and sometimes the whole family has to move in. If it's a single parent home, mm-hmm, they've got to bring all their kids, and they literally live in a hospital room. So we have amazing community partners who provide the meals, sometimes the funds for us to go buy the meals. So we try to do that, but we also provide a family emergency fund where families who qualify can submit some bills to us, and we help pay those bills with a cap of $1,500 a year while their child is in treatment. And mm-hmm, so we fundraise for that, and our community helps support that piece of the puzzle also. But there are so many things. I mean, we really have incredible volunteers around the community that help get the word out and help support our kids out in the community. You know, because when they're not in the hospital, they really need to know one another.
Mm, so we have that support network.
Yep. So we have some great partners, Sandy Sansing, the Ice Flyers. So they host events for us where we can bring those families together and mm-hmm, get to know one another.
That's great. Because mm-hmm, I can imagine that it would be very difficult if you had a sick child and everyone else is talking about their children playing soccer and cheerleading mm-hmm, camp
yes,
and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And you're hoping your child's going to survive through next month.
Exactly. You change what's important in life. And you also, you know, as much as friends support their friends when mm-hmm. their child is diagnosed. They can't possibly understand what's going on behind those closed doors. And so these families need one another. They can relate to each other. Every story and every journey is different, mm-hmm. but they can certainly relate to one another.
Well, that's really remarkable to be able to get those families together. I love the good meals. I think that's a phenomenal idea. And when you tell me 93 cents of every dollar that you bring in, I'm assuming we'll go towards that. One of the things is
we fundraise separately for meals. Yeah, so the 93 cents, that will go directly to fund research. Mm-hmm. And it's severely underfunded, childhood cancer. And so we exist to fill that funding gap. We have an incredible medical advisory board made up of the top oncologists around the world, pediatric oncologists, because we aren't smart. We're not the researchers.
Right.
We're not the scientists. We are fundraisers. Mm-hmm. And we just love on our families, where we leave the really hard stuff to choose those grants to fund to the scientists.
Gotcha. So one of the fundraisers is coming up, right? I mean, it's quick.
It's our biggest signature event in Pensacola or along the Gulf Coast, and it's Rally on the Runway, and it is tomorrow night.
Oh my goodness. I can't even believe you're here this morning with that going on tomorrow night.
Well, I look a little tired. This is one of those days I have a face for radio.
That's okay. So, join the club.
Yes. So it's an incredible event. When you tell a child a community is supporting you, they're behind you, they can't really grasp that concept. Mm-hmm. But when they see 500 adults in the audience standing and applauding them as they walk the fashion runway with a real celebrity. Yeah, we have 10 kids represented tomorrow night, and we have 3 celebrities who will escort these children one at a time down the runway. And the celebrities, they take a step back, and the real celebrities are the rally kids, and we are supporting them. They are grinning from ear to ear. Those shy kids are no longer shy anymore. They are they're having a blast, and our community comes together and raises so much money for our cause. Mm-hmm. Last year we reached almost 800,000.
What?
Yes.
In one night.
And so our goal is $1 million tomorrow night. And
I just got goosebumps.
Pray and hope that we can do this for these incredible families. If there's a community that can do it, it's ours.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So my understanding is the tickets are sold out.
Tickets are sold out.
However, what can we do?
Everyone can support it by going online to rallyfoundation.org. And if you go to the drop-down menu, you will find Rally Gulf Coast. You can either donate directly there, or you can, we will post a link to the silent auction.
You can
bid on some items. You do not have to be present to win. You can also make direct donations there. You can actually sponsor the Rally Good Meals on that link. So we've got, that's part of the silent auction for
Excellent.
People to do.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back in just a couple minutes to hear more about this event, Rally on the Runway, as well as more about Rally Foundation, talking with Cindy Bonner. If you've got a question for Cindy, this is the expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a question for Cindy Bonner, we are talking about the Rally Foundation this morning, 850-437-1620. So my question to you, we've talked about the big event tomorrow night, the runway.
Rally on the Runway.
Thank you, Rally on the Runway. So then, because it's already sold out, but how can people help for this event and also going forward?
They can log in to our website at rallyfoundation.org or visit our Facebook page, send us messages, reach out. There is a phone number in our office, 850-746-1196. They can contact us if we can discuss different ways. You know, we want our volunteers to be happy with what role they've been given. So, you know, we can kind of talk to our volunteers, see what is most interesting to them. They can bring Rally Good Meals from area restaurants. We can coordinate that with them, make donations, volunteer out in the community at some of our public events, you know, like the Ice Flyers game, mm-hmm. the different things. We're always looking for volunteers to help. Inside the hospital, they have to be over 18.
Right.
But at our outside events, then we welcome all volunteers.
Well, and probably kids that need community service hours.
Oh, yes.
For those
yes.
of you coming up at the end of the year now.
Yes, we thrive on those kids. If your child is in high school or mm-hmm. middle school and they are interested in creating a rally club, we have one at Catholic High School and Gulf Breeze right now.
Oh,
and
good.
We really rely on those kids heavily for our volunteering.
Oh, I love it. I didn't realize you had a rally club.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
fantastic.
Oh, yes.
That is great.
Yeah. So any other high schools, you know, it looks really good on a high school resume for college.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to work and help them build that program.
Now, are the donations strictly monetary donations going forward? Or do you ever accept clothing or other things? Or?
We don't really need clothing, but toys. You know, we visit kids in the hospital
Teddy
every
bears,
single day.
Maybe,
yes.
Like that.
Anything. Anything to keep a child busy when they're in the hospital, you know, for a couple of weeks or a month at a time. It's really hard for, as parents, mm. we understand, to entertain them and help. Some of them don't understand why they're there for so long.
Right.
So just distractions, you know. So if there's board games or books or stickers or crayons, like anything kids like, any 18 and under, age 18 and under. So,
okay. Who would they contact if they wanted to give something
They can call
that.
That phone number, 850-746-1196. Or they can contact our Rally Kid coordinator, Haley Brown, and it's Haley at rallyfoundation.org.
Okay. Because that sounds like that would be something that would be feel very positive to
yes.
do, right?
Yes, so absolutely.
You may not be
yes.
able to afford to make a big $1 million donation right now, but you could certainly buy a couple teddy bears.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, every penny, every gift, every meal, every prayer, they all work.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes.
So the event is tomorrow night. So the silent auction is online.
Yes.
And I suspect there's, what are some of the items? I suspect
oh my
pretty
gosh.
Good
we have
packages
some
going.
Great items. We have a couple of nights stays at the Pensacola Beach. I mean, we've got great like out of town packages as part of our live auction
mm-hmm.
all the way down to a print from an artist, you
nice.
Know, and everything in between. So we've got sporting events, you name it. So all of the guests who are attending have received the link for that auction, but we will make sure that we do a public event as well. I mean, a public link.
Okay, super. Now, we are getting a couple questions that have come in on the text line. So one of them is, have you been able to determine that the money that you've raised for cancer research, have you gotten any reports yet on how successful some of that's been? And talk
yes,
a little bit about
so
that.
We've had, so we start, we call ourselves philanthropic investors in the great next discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is we start out small. We do 50,000 and 100,000 increment grants.
Uh-huh.
And then we've had almost half of those grants take to the next level to the NIH. And so once they reach the NIH,
which is National Institute of Health,
yes, they help fund millions of dollars towards those projects. And so we have been super successful at seeing our grants move the dial.
It sounds like getting
yes.
them on the radar.
Oh, yeah. We've funded from the beginning some grants that have become part of the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
We were the first to fund the researcher who said, you know, chemo is really hard on a child's heart. They need to take a blood pressure medication first.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Rally funded that. It is now part of the protocol for all kids battling cancer.
Oh, that's amazing. That's incredible. Thank you for
yes,
that.
Yes.
Now we have another question, a little more personal.
Okay.
And the question is, what is your favorite memory over the last 10 years with Rally Foundation?
Oh my goodness. There's just so many. They all involve kids. You know, it's unfortunate that they don't all survive. And so
right.
I will keep those memories, you know, very close to my heart always. But probably the way it all started, and that was deciding to raise more than just funds, but also raising awareness. And I put a group together and we pushed IV poles for the Pensacola Half Marathon the entire way. So 13 miles pushing IV poles to
oh
help raise awareness
goodness.
For
You're
the
talking
cause.
About the ones that they're with the
oh,
hanging
yes.
bags and all
yes,
that.
Yes,
oh
but
my
I
gosh.
Changed out the wheels and I put grocery cart wheels on the bottom
oh,
so that they would
great.
Last.
Yeah.
And that was probably my favorite memory because it's just where it all started.
Right. And that I can't even imagine doing that. Now, are you
yes.
still doing that?
Oh, no. One time was enough. Yeah, we did it once with those and then started making them smaller and smaller. And then we just decided, you know what, let's just go meet with people one-on-one and let's spread awareness that way.
Have you had a favorite success story?
Every child that survives cancer is a success story to me.
Oh, now see, I got all teared up on that one. All right, with that thought, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Cindy Bonner of the Raleigh Foundation, and we'll have ways for you to help this amazing organization that's doing so much for cancer research, so much for our children and their families. You are listening to Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3. And this morning, my guest is Cindy Bonner with Raleigh Foundation. I think I've officially adopted you. You're now one of my top 10 favorite organizations.
Thank you.
What you're doing is truly amazing, not only funding cancer research and seeing some results from that, but also the daily results of helping families and children who are currently in the hospital who have needs. So someone listening is being inspired like I am this morning. How can they help? What can we do?
They can reach out to us at rallyfoundation.org, or they can call us at 850-746-1196. We would love to talk to you. We love finding ways that other businesses can partner with us where it fits their agenda, whether it be serving meals or hosting fundraisers internally. There's T-shirt day where they each bring, you know, $5 to wear a T-shirt to work, or chili cook-offs, because we know everyone has a piece of...
Especially in Pensacola. Yeah,
yes, everyone likes to compete
or
with one another.
Exactly.
And some restaurants will do like a rally night where they'll have...
Yes, where they give back a certain percent. We have retail stores who participate in that way. So there's always something for everyone. And if there's not, as long as it's moral, legal, and ethical, we'll help them come up with a way to support Rally.
We can be creative.
Yeah, we can be creative.
And individually, there's still time with the silent auction for the Rally on the Runway, which is tomorrow night.
Yes, so. And we've got some great items from community partners. So we will put that link out there and make sure that people have the opportunity to bid. You do not have to be present to win.
Well, I think the most amazing fact you gave all morning was that 93 cents of the dollar goes directly to cancer research.
Yes.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Yes. Yes. Through Rally, we have our own medical advisory board. And so we make sure that the donor dollar is used the very best way it can.
Well, that's phenomenal, really, because, well, we won't even go there, but that's phenomenal.
Thank you. It is the number one disease killer of kids in our country, and it's severely underfunded. So we definitely need the support from every person.
Okay, so if you're motivated to donate, who should they contact? They can donate money, goods, there are different things they can do.
Yes, so they can contact for community partners. They can contact Jessica, who's the head of our development, and she's Jessica at rallyfoundation.org. If they want to do meals and, you know, interact with the families at our events and volunteers, they can contact Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, at rallyfoundation.org.
Okay, fantastic. And Jessica's name might sound familiar because she was one of the hosts here at Pep Talk.
Yes, so. I hate to say we stole her, but we borrowed her for a long time now.
Well, yeah, and I think you stole her.
Yeah, I think we stole her too. But we're not thieves.
No.
Yeah.
All right. 30 seconds left. The phone number, how many people can help?
Yes. So call us at 850-746-1196 or visit us online at rallyfoundation.org or Rally Foundation on Facebook.
Talking with Cindy Bonner with Rally Foundation, the founder. I can't even begin to express the difference you're making. So thank you for doing this. And it's amazing.
Thank you to y'all for spreading awareness and helping us.